And someone ran to come and get you. Is that what happened?
No, I was at the, I was up at the parliamentary party meeting.
Okay.
We had an engaging parliamentary party meeting this evening, and for some reason the bell, I don't think the bell actually went off there, so I just noticed on the screen the vote was called and went at the other end of the building. By the time myself and one of my colleagues made it to the door there, we were locked out, and unfortunately there was two other of our colleagues had come outside the door to ring around to try, you know, to see where we were.
So they were out as well?
They were out, yeah. The vote was unexpected, I suppose, at 7 p.m. in the evening. Look, it wasn't, I mean...
Did anyone get hit in the face with a cream pie?
Ordinarily, if you missed a vote at the Finance Committee, it would be very serious, of course, and as you know, technically, if a vote collapsed at a finance bill, the government of the day would fall. But I mean, this was a sideline issue complete and utter. The finance bill was dealing with NAMA, and, you know, we had a very serious, constructive and engaging meeting with NAMA. This was a complete and utter sideline issue that was kind of taken in
So who's committee. In trouble now? Is it Peter Matthews for raising it in the first place? Is it the whip that didn't get everybody together? Is it the people who went to get you, or was it you for not being there? Or can you share it?
This is a case of a collective culpability. Look, I suppose in terms, look, for Peter Matthews, it's a matter for himself. Obviously, he was putting forward a proposal that he chose to vote against, but Peter, as you know, was most loquacious and well able to speak for himself, and I'm quite sure will do and will explain his own side of it. It isn't an issue of trouble. I mean, it was a genuine mistake on my part and my colleagues that didn't get from parliamentary party meeting. As I say, it was 7 o'clock in the evening. It wasn't a vote that was anticipated at that hour, but look, it's, you know, these things move on. This is a one day wonder. I'm quite sure tomorrow there'll be a new story.
Apart from a political point of view, though, it could only have been Peter Matthews.